It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. All this week, WUOT News is looking at the race for five Knoxville City Council seats. 30 candidates are running for 10 slots in next Tuesday's primary. Today, my morning counterpart, WUOT's Victor Agreta, spoke with me about District 3. That includes much of northwest Knoxville, generally north of Middlebrook Pike and south of Clinton Highway.
Brandon, what are some of the commonalities among the four candidates running in the 3rd District?
Really the same themes, Victor, that we've been hearing from candidates in other districts involved in this primary. Crime prevention, we might broaden that to say neighborhood safety, as well as economic development. In general, the candidates are looking at the renaissance of downtown, Old City, Market Square areas that are close to Knoxville's city core, and asking, well, why couldn't that be the future of Western Avenue, for instance? Deossie Dingus Sr. says his conversations with voters have revolved around evenly spread economic growth. He says he likes a mixed approach so that not all the development is happening in one area or one kind of business, and that the benefits are not just benefiting a select few. Jody Mullins is interested in rezoning and codes and wants the community to have a bigger role in development decisions, and James Corcoran has a similar interest in zoning issues.
What about their differences?
James Corcoran has a focus on drug abuse. He says it's not that the issue suffers from low awareness or that people aren't talking about it. It's that, in his view, Knoxville's police budget hasn't been adjusted to adequately tackle drug abuse. He implies that if elected, he would work to change that. Seema Singh Perez has a background in working with domestic violence victims, so she wants to help in that area. More broadly, Perez also talks about issues that we might define as affecting the family or household level, housing affordability, how the city could help single-parent households, and making child care more affordable for working parents. And Jody Mullins has also expressed some concern about housing affordability.
What will be the biggest issue facing whoever wins the election in November?
Well, according to the candidates themselves, Victor, the challenges for District 3 are generally economic. Smart development, especially along Western Avenue and Middlebrook Pike. And to go back to something we talked about a moment ago, zoning. It's important to point out that zoning ordinances and regulations aren't sexy, they might even make your eyes glaze over, but they are without a doubt the bread and butter of city government. In interviews that the four candidates have done for local print and television outlets, this topic comes up repeatedly. And whomever gets elected to succeed Brenda Palmer in this seat will have to help come up with the answers to questions about development and the economic progression, not just of the district, but of the city at large.
I also want to ask about a proposed substance abuse treatment center planned for District 3. That's gotten some pushback from residents.
It has, yes, and what's been dubbed the safety center is intended to treat nonviolent offenders instead of tossing them in jail. That's pretty much what currently happens. County Mayor Tim Burchett has been a strong proponent of this center. The city council approved it, and they also rejected an appeal from residents to try to stop it earlier this year, and now the state is helping fund it. None of the four candidates have come out against this center, which will be located off Western Avenue.
WUOT's Brandon Hollingsworth. He'll have interviews on District 4 and District 6 later this week.
For more on the candidates and background information on voting and the election, head to our website, WUOT.org. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth.